Hello, Pastor Brandon here with our readings for Saturday, November 7th, 2020, from our daily reading plan, Seek Him, as we continue to seek after Him together as a family of families through His Word. Today, we're going to be diving into Psalm 120, 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 through 28, and John 12, 37 through 50. We'll be starting today with Psalm 120. In my distress, I called to the Lord, and He answered me. Deliver me, O Lord, from lying lips, from the deceitful tongue. What shall be given to you, and what more shall be done to you, you deceitful tongue? A warrior's sharp arrows with glowing coals of the broom tree. Woe to me that I sojourn in Mesheh, that I dwell among the tents of Kedar. Too long have I had my dwelling among those who hate peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 through 28. King Solomon was king over all Israel, and these were his high officials. Azirai, the son of Zadok, was the priest. Elihoreph and Ahijah, the sons of Shisha, were secretaries. Jehoshaphat, the son of Ahilud, was recorder. Benani, the son of Jehada, in command of the army. Zadok and Abathar were priests. Azirai, the son of Nathan, was over the officers. Zabud, the son of Nathan, was priest and king's friend. Eshishar was in charge of the palace. And Adoram, the son of Adab, was in charge of the forced labor. Solomon had 12 officers over all Israel who provided food for the king and his household. Each man had to make provision for 1 month in the year. These were their names: Ben-Hur in the hill country of Ephraim, Ben-Dekar in Makaz, Shalabim, Beth-Shemesh, and Elon Beth-Hana, Ben-Hest in Arabuth. To him belonged Succo and all the land of Hefer, Ben-Adendab in all, Naphath-Dor. He had Tapath, the daughter of Solomon, as his wife, Baana, the son of Ahilud in Taanach, Megiddo, and all Beth-Shean that is beside Zarethah below Jezreel, and from Beth-Shean to Abel-Malah, as far as the other side of Jokmeam. Then Geber in Ramoth-Gilead, he had the villages of Jair, the son of Manasseh, which are in Gilead. And he had the region of Argob, which is in Bashan, 60 great cities with walls and bronze bars. Anadab, the son of Ido, in Mahanamain, Ahmaz in Naphtali. He had taken Basmath, the daughter of Solomon, as his wife. Baana, the son of Hushai, in Asher, and Beloth, Jehoshaphat, the son of Paru, in Issachar. Shimei, the son of Ela, in Benjamin. Geber, and the son of Uriah, in the land of Gilead, and the country of Sheon, king of the Amorites, and of Og, king of Bashan. And there was one governor who was over the land. Judah and Israel were as many as the sand of the sea. They ate and drank and were happy. Solomon ruled over all the kingdoms from the Euphrates to the land of the Philistines and to the border of Egypt. They brought tribute and served Solomon all the days of his life. Solomon's provisions for one day was 30 cores of fine flour and 60 cores of meal, 10 fat oxen and 20 pasture-fed cattle, 100 sheep besides deer, gazelles, roebuck, and fattened fowl. For he had dominion over all the region west of the Euphrates, from Tipshah to Gaza, over all the kings west of the Euphrates. And he had peace on all sides around him. And Judah and Israel lived in safety from Dan even to Beersheba, every man under his vine and under his fig tree, all the days of Solomon. Solomon also had 40,000 stalls of horses for his chariots and 12,000 horsemen. And those officers supplied provisions for King Solomon and for all who came to King Solomon's table. Each one in his month, they let nothing be lacking, barley also and straw for the horses, and swift steeds they brought to the place where it was required, each according to his duty. John chapter 12, 37 through 50. Though he had done so many signs before them, they still did not believe in him, so that the word spoken by the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. Lord, who has believed what he heard from us, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore they could not believe, for again Isaiah said, he has blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts, lest they see with their eyes and understand with their heart and turn, and I would heal them. Isaiah said these things because he saw his glory and spoke of him. Nevertheless, many even of the authorities believed in him, but for fear of the Pharisees, they did not confess it, so that they would not be put out of the synagogue. For they love the glory that comes from man more than the glory that comes from God. And Jesus cried out and said, whoever believes in me believes not in me, but in him who sent me. And whoever sees me sees him who sent me. I have come into the world as light, so that whoever believes in me may not remain in darkness. If anyone hears my words and does not keep them, I do not judge him, for I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. The one who rejects me and does not receive my words has a judge. The word that I have spoken will judge him on the last day, for I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me has himself given me a commandment what to say and what to speak, and I know that his commandment is eternal life. What I say, therefore, I say as the Father has told me. This is the word of the Lord in our readings for Saturday, November 7th, 2020. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen.
My Redeemer, my Redeemer.